Yes, it's that time of the year where all the lifestyle programs come back, and it's me this year instead of Greg. Sorry, Judy.
That's Amanda. I'm not worried at all about that, as long as the listeners don't call you Greg.
That's all right. I've been called worse. Did you have a nice Christmas and New Year?
Yes, all of that.
Yes, you're all ready to go?
Yeah, raring. Definitely. And what about you?
I did. I'm always busy. Always busy. I'm actually looking forward to learning a bit about gardening because I'm not really much of a gardener. And, I know a bit about succulents, but that's probably about it. I haven't killed a succulent. Oh, and I'm pretty good with orchids.
Oh, right. Okay. So, well, that's good.
Yeah.
But don't worry. I'll throw something at you every now and then.
I'm sure you will. I've heard rumours. So I will be waiting. This is 2NURFM, Gardening Talk Back. Now, Judy, you thought that nobody was going to call today.
Well, we've had a long holiday.
We have had a long holiday, but people haven't forgotten you, and the joke's on you because you've already got a few callers. And we're going to start with Louise from Glendale. Hi, Louise.
Oh, hi.
Hello, hi. Louise.
Oh, hi, Judy. I've got a problem with a tamarillo tree. I actually have two. They were loaded with fruit. One's got one plant on it. And the other one, the leaves have seemed to have died and so are the stems.
Right, okay. Have you got any sign of insects or anything on there, Louise?
Well, they're probably in the garden, yeah, they probably are, yes. And I've just barked and everything. But, the stems are starting to go brown and I don't know whether to cut back to where the stem has died or what.
Okay, well, tamarillos are very prone to blossom end rot.
Right.
So you might have to get a fungicide and spray it, I think.
Okay.
Certainly cut them back, but I'd still spray with a fungicide.
Yeah, they're about 4 feet high.
How high are they?
About 4 feet.
Oh, right, okay. Well, you can easily reach them.
Yes. Well, one's got, when I actually bought them, one actually had two fruit on, and I've eaten those. And the other one, they were both full of flowers and then all the wind came and blew them all off, but one seemed to survive.
Right, okay, well, let's treat that one. Definitely, if you've got a fungicide, I'd spray and cut it back to where the problem is.
Okay, spray where the leaves are or the base of the tree itself?
Look, it won't hurt you, Louise, to spray it all over.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, the weather's been so up and down like a yo-yo.
Oh, it's never 2 days the same, is it?
No, that's right. So it won't hurt to spray the whole tree, but make sure you do it on a cooler day.
Yes, of course, yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Buzz us back and let us know, Louise.
Bye.
Thank you, bye. Okay, next on the line we have Ian from Chisholm. Hi, Ian.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. You've got a bear patch on your lawn.
For the most part of it, it's this buffalo couch. And for the most part, it's beautiful.
Right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And whereabouts is that patch, Ian?
Well, pretty much in the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah. Well, I've got a pool on the right hand side, but the land sort of tapers up a tad.
Right.
Got the pool, and I've scored it, cut it up, dug it up, put grass seed down, and nothing wants to grow.
Okay, Ian, would your pool be, you know, you'd have chlorine in there, wouldn't you? Are you getting a kickback?
No, actually it's salt.
Oh, it's a salt pool.
Yeah.
Okay, would that be getting onto that area there?
No, there's no chance it can.
Oh, right, okay. You just don't go in and splash around.
No.
Well, you're sure now?
As I said, from where the pool is, the land tapers up. It rises, okay, probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 inches over the distance.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For the width of the grass. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, of course, yeah. You've been explaining it very well to me.
I've scored it, I've put grass seed down, and nothing wants to grow.
And it doesn't want to grow. So did you put fresh soil in there?
No, I never know. Well, actually, I put mulch.
Right, okay. Look, I think it's the soil. Yeah, the soil could be the problem, Ian.
Yeah.
So I think next time you replant, I'd definitely put fresh soil in.
Yeah. So dig it out a tad and just put some topsoil in there.
Yes, some really good soil and put your new lawn in there. Are you going from seed or from buying grass?
Well, I was thinking turf, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's a good way to go. Maybe wait till maybe the end of February where the weather will be cooling off.
Yep.
And let's have a look at that and see what happens.
Oh, I'll let you know.
Okay, thanks, Ian. We'll look for the call.
Thanks very much. Appreciate the call. Good luck. Bye. Good times, great music too in URFM 103.7. Judy, you're in hot demand today.
Well, I did think we mightn't have many callers today, Amanda.
Well, you've got the opposite, haven't you?
Yeah, rolling in and lovely, interesting problems too.
That's right. Yeah. We've got Karen from Harvey Bay. Hi, Karen.
Hello.
Hello, Karen. What can I help you with?
I've got a hibiscus plant, and instead of being a nice, healthy green you'd see in the nursery, it's gone a pale green, almost yellow colour, the leaves are.
Right.
And I don't know what kind of fertiliser to use on it to make it go nice green.
Okay. All you have to do is use cow manure.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is chicken manure any good?
Oh, look, chicken's alkaline, whereas the hibiscus probably enjoys acidic.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Which cow manure is. So chicken manure, you might be giving it the wrong thing. So have you been giving it chicken?
No, I haven't been given any manure at all. I'm not sure if I can get cow manure, but I don't know what the alternative is if I can't get cow manure.
Okay, rightio. Can you get any peat moss at all?
Yes.
Oh, okay. If you can get peat moss, use peat moss around with the chicken manure because the peat moss will turn the soil acidic.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good. Okay.
So just mix that up. Oh, sorry. What was that, dear?
I just said we've got a Bunnings where I live, so whatever I get, I've got to get probably from Bunnings, I suppose.
Yeah, you probably get cow manure.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, I'd say you probably would, definitely.
Yeah.
I'll go look for it then.
There you go. Good luck with that, Karen. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye. Next on the line, we have Barbara from Madawi. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
G'day. I've got about a 50-metre hedge of star jasmine, and there is a 6 metre, and it's been growing for about 5 years, and there is a 6 metre section that does not grow.
Right, okay.
I have a gap in the hedge of just wire, and I have these plants were planted at the same time. I've taken them out. I've put more compost in the thing. I've built the soil up. I've put, straw, lucerne hay there and that. And anyway, now they've eventually died. They've grown. They've just not grown at all apart from, hardly grown. And I just don't know why.
Okay, Barbara, plenty of water going on it?
Yes.
Yes and no, maybe.
Yes and no, definitely. Look, but the other part of the hedge is just beautiful. It's covered all the wire. And so what my thought was, since these, and there's casuarina trees, two casuarina trees, but the other hedges, one, two, three casuarina trees, and the other two are, all the other plants have grown. So I just thought, is there something I could plant instead that will grow up, either like a Westringer or something like that? I could put a couple of them in. I just need something to close the gap.
Right, okay. But then you've got the star jasmine on either side of the gap, haven't you?
Yes.
Right, okay. Yeah, look, I'd try and encourage the star jasmine to grow. We'll look better.
All right. Well, and I'll have to go and get some more plants because these ones have just, they've gone to God now.
And Barbara, maybe give them a drink each day.
Yeah, I've tried that. I had the sprinkler on them and everything.
I'd hand water. Hand water every day after you plant it.
All right. Well, I'll have to get some more bushes because, I mean, these ones I have, I've nurtured them and nurtured them and I've probably pulled them up one time too many just to I put some more. In fact, I've got pumpkins growing because of the compost I put in there.
Well, you're certainly trying, Barbara, but I'm sure maybe water could be the problem. But can I just sidetrack you there and ask, are you safe at Madawi with your garden?
Yes. Good.
We're on the
west side of Madawi. We had a lot of smoke, but no, we're fine, thank you.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Let's try the new method of watering it every day when you plant.
All right, I'll do that.
Good luck with it, Barbara.
Cheers.
All the best. Bye. Next, we've got Ben from Gresford. Hi, Ben. Thanks for holding. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi. I've got a small garden that's got a few plants in there that I'd like to remove and replace, and I'd like to replace them with gardenias. I absolutely love gardenias. But my only concern is it gets quite hot out in Gresford, and I'm just wondering if gardenias would be able to withstand so much heat.
Ben, they certainly would. But do you get frost there at Gresford?
No, you don't, right? We get a lot of fog is about as bad as it gets during the sort of colder time of year.
But
we don't really get much in the way of frost.
Okay. Look, I'm sure you can grow gardenias there. I have a friend that has a property up there, and her garden's always magnificent. But I'm sure gardenias will be fine.
Yeah, because I've got some of the plants I've got in the yard at the moment, even some of my natives with the heat that we've had, some of the natives were dying back, and it's, which is, you know, it's kind of funny considering how hardy they are, you know, sort of growing in an Australian environment. But, you know, I water them daily, and, yeah, they were struggling for a while there. And I just love gardenias. I love their flower. They're my mum's favourite plant. And everywhere I've lived, I've had them. But here I'm just worried that the heat was going to be too much. But as long as, you know, they'll survive, then it's definitely
worth it. They will. But I'd wait until this weather changes. Wait until March. Look, I've grown gardenias always in my front garden where I don't even water. And it's on a busy road. So, you know, I don't have any problem. They flower quite easily.
Oh, awesome. Yeah,
but you know.
I think they look fantastic.
They're beautiful.
Such a nice looking plant.
Yeah. But your problem is going to be, of course, the heat in summer. So, you know, you might have to give them a bit more attention then.
Yeah, there's a shady spot where the garden is. But, yeah, it's just still such a dry heat. And it's, yeah, everything, the lawn at the moment just, you know, just sounds like. It looks like carpet. Just everything crunches underneath. We've had a very bad
summer this year, Ben. So maybe why don't you just try one to start with?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. Yeah, try one to start with and see how it performs. But I think you'll find they'll be fine.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, Ben. Anyway, give us a ring back and let us know if you survived.
Oh, will do. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thanks for
the call.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye. This is Gardening Talk back on 2NUR FM. And we've got Rachel on the line. Hi, Rachel from Cessnock.
Hello. How are you going?
Good. Thanks for holding. How can we help you?
I have an established bottlebush tree in the garden, and it's getting a little bit scraggly, and I'm just wondering when the best time would be to prune it. I'm actually hoping to cut it right back.
Oh, Rachel, I think you need to wait till after the weather cools off.
Okay, then.
Yeah, but bottle brush are pretty tough creatures. I think you'll be fine. But, you know, it's up and down like a yo-yo, hot and cold one day. And, you know,
sure
I think...
It's at the moment.
Yeah, it sure is. So why not wait till the end of February if you can?
Yeah.
Or just lightly prune it till then. And
February.
Yeah. Well, you're pretty hot up there in Cessnock anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and they're quite hardy. It'll grow back.
Oh, yes. No. That's why I think maybe lightly prune it at the moment if you need to.
Oh, no, I'll wait till the end of February.
Yeah, and see what the weather's like. Hopefully it's cooled off.
Yes, fingers crossed. Hey, girl, thanks very much.
Thanks
Judy.
For the call, Rachel. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Next, we've got Joe from Wood Rising. Thanks for your call, Joe. You want to talk about tamarillos?
Yes. I didn't hear your conversation earlier. My husband did. He was out in the garage about tamarillos, and
I've got quite a few plants that I've taken cuttings off, and I've got quite a lot of fruit. But one of the trees has got to look really thick, and you suggested spraying it, and might have a fungus, and you didn't get the name of it.
Oh, okay. Look, any good fungicide will do the job. Possibly, yeah. If you're a grower, have you got any copper oxychloride?
No, haven't got any of that, no.
Any fungicide at all?
Oh, I'm not sure whether I have or I haven't, to be honest.
Okay. No. Well, just check in the garage there or in the shed, and but that'll work well for you, copper oxychloride.
Okay, all right. Thank you for that.
That's no okay, worries. Joan. Thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. And we've got Judy from Warners Bay on the line. Hi, Judy.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. You want to talk about hydrangeas?
I do. I certainly do. I bought three and planted them in quite large pots. And the first year that I had them, I've had them about 18 months now, I cut them back after they finished flowering, and they've grown again, and I've had all the foliage but no flowers.
Right, so, okay, Judy, that's easily answered. Did you go back to a double eye?
How do you mean?
Well, as they're shooting, they shoot with a little eye on the stem.
Yes,
and
yes,
you
yes.
need to prune where you've got two opposite one another.
Okay.
And if you didn't do that, that could be the problem why they didn't flower.
So should it be any additional fertiliser of a sort that would help better than another?
Well, you know, with hydrangeas, what colour was it, are they?
Well, I've got three. So there's a blue and a pink and then a bright pink, like almost a raspberry colour.
Right, okay. Well, if you want them to stay blue, you have to use an acidic soil.
Okay.
Or some fertiliser that's acidic.
Yes.
And the pink ones, you can alter the colour if you wanted to just by using the fertiliser that's acidic. If you okay. wanted them all to be blue. But maybe you don't. Maybe you want some
no,
pink.
No, I don't.
Okay, rightio. Well, they're in pots, so that's easily handled. Don't touch okay. the pink ones. Just put the blue one with some acidic fertiliser.
All right. Now, I cut back two of them and left one, which has gotten very leggy. So is it okay to cut that one back at this point now?
Look, I think I'd be waiting till the heat goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay, so acidic soil and I should be on my way to some flowers this year.
Yeah, and do you water in a pot every day, Judy?
Pretty much, yes.
Oh, that's good. No, you would have to with a hydrangea.
Well, otherwise they burn off on the leaves, which is most noticeable, and it damages the look of the plant anyway.
It does, so. Yeah, and they don't yeah. like full sun.
No, they don't.
No,
When it's really hot, I tend to hang my washing above them so that it gives them a bit more shade during the hottest part of the morning.
Oh, that's clever, Judy. Well, you anyway, sound like you're doing very well, so you keep going with it that way.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for the
bye
call.
Bye now.
Thank
bye.
You, bye.
Thank you.
Bye thank bye. You, bye. It's Gardening Talk back, and we have Michelle from Abermain on the line on 2NURFM. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you. You want to talk about seedless blackberries?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting, Michelle.
Yes. I planted a plant just over 12 months ago, and around about October, I got lots of sticks, and they had hundreds of flowers on them, and I thought, great, I'm going to get a great bunch of fruit. And one flower turned into a blackberry.
Okay, rightio.
And it's still going good, and I've still got a couple of flowers. It's flowered since, and they still haven't turned into fruit.
Okay, I wonder what the soil's like where you've put those blackberries.
The foils?
Yeah, the soil. Hmm.
Oh, the soil. No, it's pretty good. I do have I have put chicken manure on it. I've used potash as well.
Oh, right. Okay, yes, definitely. Yep. You're on the right track.
Yeah, and I have compost. Like at each 6 months, I put some more compost in it to turn it over. So the soil's pretty good. They're in like raised boxes, like from a garden, like veggie gardens.
But yeah, right.
Yeah, and we've had lots of growth on it, and it's doing really well, but just no fruit.
How often are you using the potash?
Probably once every 2 months.
Oh, look, you can do it more often.
Okay, yep.
That could be part of the problem, I think.
Yep.
Let's try that.
Yeah, it gets watered every second day, so maybe...
Yeah, more water. More water might be the answer too, yeah.
Okay, more water, more potash.
More water, more potash. And keep your fingers crossed, Michelle.
So hope for the best for next year.
Okay, good luck with it. Ring us back and let us know if they survive.
No worries, Judy. I will. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Michelle. Bye.
You're right. Bye.
Judy, you had a few things that you wanted to talk about today. Do you want to start with roses?
Yes, certainly. Look, it's time to do a light summer prune now with your roses. Just take off a third of the growth and fertilise them with some sudden impact. I'll just say that really quickly because we might pick up on that again next week, Amanda. Mm-hmm. Now, your indoor plants, I've had a bit of a shock. Oh, my very special maiden hair, I nearly lost it.
No, oh, what happened?
I think, you know, we're putting aircon on at the moment, aren't we? Mm. Definitely. So maybe I wasn't watering enough to combat the aircon. Apart from the aircon, I mean, it's just so blinking hot, isn't it?
It is. It's terrible.
Yeah. So maybe you've got to look at more watering on your indoor plants if you're finding you've got little problems, particularly with something like maidenhair. Okay, now out in the garden, sugarcane mulch on all your garden beds to hold the moisture in.
Oh, okay.
Yep, yep.
Sugarcane mulch.
Sugarcane mulch. And then if we do get a little bit of rain, the moisture will hold in the sugarcane mulch. So they're just a couple of hints for gardening at the moment.
Wonderful. All right, well, think about some more because we've got Karen on the line from Warners Bay. Hi, Karen.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thank you. Azaleas.
Yes. So, Judy, I was wanting to find out, we've got an azalea that has been in the ground for quite a long time and it's got quite leggy, and I'm just wondering about the time that I should cut it back and how much of it I should cut back.
Right, okay, Karen. A lot of questions today about pruning, and at the moment I'm not doing much pruning at all, only the roses. I'm going to hit them a couple of weeks' time. But look, now with your azalea, I think it's a bit too hot to prune them now.
Right.
I just hang in, Karen, and wait till this weather passes over. I know today it's a bit better, but, you know, azaleas can be tetchy little creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And do you fertilise it at all or put peat moss around it to hold the moisture in?
Oh, it has got quite a lot of ground cover, you know, around
right.
It. Yeah, from leaves and things off a tree. So it's got quite a bit of mulch around it.
And it's just getting leggy.
Yeah, it is. It's been in there for a long time. And it does get a bit of mould, you know, sort of on it where it is. So I've sprayed it at different times for that. And now I'm just wondering if it's a bit too late because there's some new green growth on it. And I thought, oh, I didn't know, it was a bit late to cut it back now.
Well, it is really only because of the weather, but certainly if you wait until maybe the end of February, you'll still get growth on it.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but maybe you mightn't be able to prune it back as hard. Maybe do it in a couple of stages.
Okay.
How does that sound?
All right, that sounds terrific. Thank you.
I don't want you to be too tough on it and kill it.
Yes, that's what I was worried about.
Yeah, just some at a time, okay.
All right, no worries. Thank you, Judy.
Thank you, Karen.
Bye.
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 Bye, Amanda. Bye.
Bye. Now, I'm not a gardener. What do you mean when you say it's a bit leggy?
Oh, like, okay, so if a plant's maybe a metre tall and it gets a lot of growth on the top and ends up being 2 metres tall, that's gone leggy.
Oh, okay.
For an azalea, that's leggy.
Right, okay. Not getting out the high heels or anything like that, no?
No, right. definitely not. That's what I do with the jacarandas. You kick them with your high heel on.
Right, okay.
We'll talk about that another time,
Amanda. We shall. We've got Jackie on the line from Shortland. Hi, Jackie. You've got a Christmas bush issue.
Yes, I have.
Hi, Jackie.
How you going, Judy?
Oh, look, fighting fit today.
That's good to hear. 12 months ago, I trimmed back my Christmas bush out the front, and it was at the end of summer. And this year I had absolutely no flowers on it, and I'm wondering, is it lacking something, and when should I prune it back?
Okay, Jackie, you may be pruned at the wrong time before flowering, but why not just give it a little bit of blood and bone? They don't like to be over-fertilised too much.
Okay, yeah. And should I try to trim it at the end of summer, or should I just leave it this year?
I'd leave it if it's not looking real wonderful, but do give it the blood and bone to promote it for next season.
Okay, Judy, thank you for your help.
I hope that helps, Jackie.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Thanks, Jackie. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Geez, you're helping so many people today, Judy.
Yeah, a lot of different problems too, Amanda.
I know. Yeah. I'm shocked and I'm in awe.
Don't be. We might not have given them the right answers at this point in time.
I'm sure you have. You've been doing it for long enough. And we're glad to have you back for another year.
Thank you, Amanda.
That's all right. Now, you were talking about high heels.
Oh. Yeah, well, if your jacarandas aren't flowering, I planted them in a big property we had with a long fence, and I was determined we were going to have jacarandas flowering all the way along. And you know what the secret is when they don't flower? You either go out with a plank with a nail on it, you have to hit them hard, and they think they're dying. So, Amanda, they flower to preserve life. True.
Why would they think they're dying? Well, I guess if anyone got hit by a heel or
then they flower. Truly, trust me, I recommended that for the Yates Garden Guide.
Yeah.
And it was so successful.
Really?
But I didn't go out and kick with my high heels, of course. I went out with a heavy bit of wood and a nail, and you just shock them. They think they're going to die, so they flower.
So they need something sharp.
Right. Yeah.
Geez, you learn something new every day, don't you?
Well, you do.
Well, I'm going to learn a lot of new things every day because I'm going to be like an amazing gardener by the end of the year.
That'd
maybe.
Be good.
Maybe.
Well, then I can ask you questions, Amanda.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
So I'm going to have to learn all the difference between all the different mulches and the fertilisers. So, yeah, it might take a bit longer than a year.
But then anyway. If I call in sick, you'll do it.
Oh, let's not go too far. Thanks, Judy. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. 2NURFM.